What's up, everyone? This is Jay, aka Brother Soap, welcoming you to the 69th episode of the British Soap Podcast. I am here with my girl, my partner in crime, the Amelia, to my sweet, loving, compassionate, supportive Samson.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on these episodes. Miss Lindsay Amanda, like, how are you feeling about the infinite love and support that I am giving you now that I'm aware that you are with our child?
She can go with Noah. They have feelings. You can see it in their eyeballs. I like it. I like their relationship. I like where they're going. Then he talks to Samson for 1 second. He's just like, what? She's not cute. What are you talking about? It was a one-time thing. It'll never happen again. She's not. I'm like, okay. That's not what you said, you know. Hold on. About 6 months ago when you decided to have sex off screen and get her pregnant, huh? Thumbs up, child. Yeah, no. Samson needs to grow a pair and realize that, you know, it's not just her fault, it's his too.
But see, now that's not what I meant. So, you know, I've already talked with you about this, so this is going to be newer for the listeners, but you know I'm calling BS on this entire personality flip of Samson, because that is not what we saw on screen. What we saw on screen was that Samson has been in love with Amelia from the jump. The one that was disinterested was Noah, because he was too stupid and caught up in all that redheaded girl foolishness. So while Samson was, you know, loving and supportive to Amelia, who didn't have a problem with him doing hair or nails, you know, thought, you know, he was a man no matter what. He was, you know, speaking right about how to, you know, respect women, and he was actually getting in on Noah for being disrespectful to women. That is what we saw. So if there was a hookup between Samson and Amelia, Samson would not have then ghosted her for 3-4 months. No. For 25 weeks. No. So this whole thing where all of a sudden Samson, in his absence from the show, was asked to watch the tapes of Jacob when he was sleeping with that damn teacher who was dating his daddy.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we're expected to think Samson has just lost his total mind and become some entitled college dude bro whose life is so, you know, burdened by this child, when he is a part of a family where multiple women have had children young, successfully raised those children, successfully have businesses, have fathers of those children involved in the lives of the kids. Who has like one of the sweetest people on the earth for a dad, like, what happened in these 25 weeks where all of a sudden, you know, Samson's personality has shifted to Nathan Wilde, who got a shout out, which is my king. But I mean, what? Ridiculous. So I do not buy this at all. I do not blame Samson for Jack, because this is not Samson. What has happened is what's happening on one of the Spanish mysteries I'm watching right now. See, Samson got into a bus accident off screen, and his soul left his body, and a dark shadow took over that body. So it's not really Samson who is in that body. It's
basically
an
invasion of the body snatchers.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only explanation I can get behind, other than the Emmerdale writers lost their mind. They forgot that Noah was the character who talks like that. And for some reason, instead of making Noah the person who impregnated old girl, which would have made sense, and then having Noah act like Noah, which is how Samson was acting, They're like, oh, we're going to be cute and we're going to make Samson act idiotic because
and
he
Noah
got eye
act like
marks.
that, and Noah act like the almighty Samaritan.
Like, honestly, I'm not mad at that. You know, I did not like what was happening with Noah. I do not like the fact that they're just doubling down on this whole Noah doesn't understand how to communicate with women thing, even though he's raised by a strong woman, you know, and is surrounded by them all the time. Like, this whole thing where Noah's a creep, that's a stupid storyline, and he shouldn't have went to jail, and this is all idiotic. And I don't know why they're doing this to this character. I'm not mad with Noah falling for Amelia, because Amelia's a catch. So it makes sense that Noah falls for her. It also makes sense that Samson fell for her, and so what have I wanted and what have I asked for on this show? A Noah, Amelia, Samson triangle. You don't have the triangle when knowing Noah is treating Amelia like crap and Samson is looking at her lovingly. You don't have the triangle when Samson is treating her like crap and it's just Noah looking at her lovingly, because there's only one viable interest in those moments. The triangle is the three, and how it works is Amelia has to be torn between the men. You're not going to be torn with somebody that tells you to abort your baby because they got a good grade. The same way you ain't going to be torn, you know, falling for somebody who told you you was ugly, and so I'm going to chase a stupid redhead that's going to have sex with Jacob in 3 seconds. Like, I don't know what Emmerdale is doing, but they need to stop it and they need to refocus because this is stupid. Totally changing Samson's personality for a storyline is giving me Hollyoaks has made Gilly a rapist for no damn reason. I'm not buying it. I'm never buying it. No. No. I'm not doing this. No. Idiotic. Totally idiotic. I hate it.
I agree. I don't like it. At least not the Samson side. But, you know.
Ridiculous.
What can you do?
Yeah. I hope these mofos switch it up because, yeah, that ain't cute. I hate it. Hate it every dang old minute. Shucks. All right, everybody. If you all have any questions about Emmerdale, or there happens to be something that we don't talk about today you would have liked us to have discussed, head over to britishsoappodcast.tumblr.com to shoot us an ask, or hit us up on the Twitterations at UK Soap Podcast. So today we're covering Emmerdale episodes that have aired between August 8th and 26th. Editor's note, we do have two other episodes that are already recorded. We have one past Emmerdale episode and one past Easterners episode. I've been lazy and not doing my editing, so those will likely be released over the next couple weeks. But today we're fast-forwarding a little bit, and we're talking about these good episodes that include Marlon's fabulous wedding and, you know, Samson losing his mind. So let's get to it. Let's start with the what the hells, baby girl. What did Emmerdale do to make you say, what in the hell, Al, Chaz, Kit, Chris, Liv's mama, et al?
But actually, the first one that I had pop up in my head was Kit the Cereal Online / Cougar Dater. Not only that, he tried to make it out that it was an open relationship between both of them because he never said, and I quote the words, we never said we were exclusive. So I was just like, you know what? You can say you're not exclusive all you want. That's fine and dandy. That's great. But that also leads to Laurel and Jay kind of, you know, bringing back that little flirtatious relationship they had back up again, because Jay was the boss and, you know, punched him upside the head, which was good fun. And, you know, but it's just like, I thought that, first off, he is hot, and I understand why Laurel and Gabby both fell for him. I understand. But it's just like, the second that, you know, they both realize that they are, you know, both dating the same guy, they're like, dude, get out of my house before I remove your balls. You know, I was just like, you know what? Strong women be strong together. You're a douche. Get the fuck out of town. and then you had, you know, mad, you know, Rona because he up and quit. And I'm just like, I'm not sad. He was a douche canoe. He deserved what he got. You can be angry with him all you want, but it's not gonna make them feel any worse for what they did. Because, you know, they did what they thought was right. And if, you know, he's gonna go around and serial date, like, so many people at one time, there's no need for him to be around, even if he is cute and, you know, Scottish. I have Matt for that.
Exactly. Yeah, we got the cute Scottish boy quota is met. We're good. Yeah, like, this annoyed me too, and this is on my list of what the hell's as well, because this is another example of all of a sudden Emmerdale just does this personality shift on a person for no reason. Like, the money shot was this guy and Laurel. Because, like, we get the cougar thing, you know, you got Laurel, all about a guy, you got this young guy that's really into her. If you make that work long term, like, there's a lot of a story you can get out of that. But no.
Yeah, it's like, I actually enjoyed them. And then it was just like, oh, we found this hot guy on this dating app, and you look at him, and he's like, oh, I'm Chris. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, and it's like, no, you put him with the recast child who had a baby, and, like, you know that's just going to end. So, I feel like it was just...
And it's like, the minute they said we should do a double date, I'm like, yeah, that double date will do just fine. He'll sit in the middle, and you guys will just glare at him because you realize you both date the same guy.
It's just a waste. I thought what was going to happen, I thought Jamie was coming back. Like, I thought the Chris was just... making up Chris, and it was going to be Jamie. Like, I thought we were getting some movement on that story, but no, this was stupid. And I feel like it's just a waste of a good actor. Like, the guy's great. Him and Laurel are great. Now, I am not mad at Jay and Laurel getting back together. I'm glad.
Nor am I.
My namesake punched the dude. He deserved it. Jay and Laurel's reunion is on my what the hell. I didn't like them breaking up. They shocked me by being good together. I thought how Jay messed that up was ridiculous and insane. And I like that they are gonna work through it going forward.
They're gonna try to get back together.
But this was just a waste. Like, what was the point of even having Kit Chris on for this? Like, there's no way to go with this storyline. So I just thought that was a waste of time. And I also thought it was annoying that Rona was in the house faulting Laurel and Gabby for him quitting. First of all, anybody told him to unzip for both of them women? So had he just stuck with one woman, and let's keep it real, the one woman he hooked up with first was the ex of his client, which is why threatening him was, you know, something viable, because you're not just supposed to be sleeping with clients while exes like that. Nah, that ain't cute. But he just had to go spread it around. And I mean, okay, Tad Martin, no.
Good reference.
Come on now. So yeah, I'm annoyed because, you know, yeah, kid's cute. I like what was going on with him and Rona. And, you know, I'm glad, you know, Jay's back with her and everything. But it just felt like another weird personality shift that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they kind of just brought on an actor to bring him on for, you know, a month. Just to, you know, I mean, like, he's not listed as gone, but, you know, it's just like, they brought him on for a month just to, you know, have him sleep with almost relatives and leave again. Boring. I'm just like, boring as crap.
Yeah.
Him and Laurel had amazing chemistry. Him and Gabby did not. They could have just left that alone.
I agree.
And, you know, everything was great. But no, they had to go and ruin it.
Yep.
So, bye-bye, Kit Chris. Don't come back. If you do come back, find somebody who isn't them, or they will use the scissors to cut your nipples off.
Nina could put a knife through the back, and I will not care. Shucks. What the hells did you have for Emmerdale?
But I hate Naomi. I want her gone. I want her to be the way of Kit and get into his little car or get into her little bus stop and drive away, never to return. That would be great. Please, thank you, and goodbye. All the stuff in this past week, or 3 weeks, 4 weeks that she's been on, I have wanted to do nothing but, you know, reach through my screen and strangle her, because she is quite possibly one of the worst characters that they could have brought on to bring into a family that already sucks to start with. So she can just go away. The character is just, you know, just yelling at everybody. She has no filter. She doesn't know how to be quiet. She doesn't know how to, you know, she doesn't like being pushed over. She gives people advice after other people give them advice and say, oh, hey, I'm going back to school, or Jacob's going back to school because Naomi said that I did this. I'm just like, I don't give a shit what Naomi did. And I don't like that she's hitting on Nate so hard within a 2-episode period. I just don't like her. She is one of those characters that I think will not be like Sienna on Hollyoaks, who I hated for at least 3 years before she started getting good.
So before we go further, first of all, I will not have any Sienna Blake slander on this storyline. Your faulty opinion of the queen, who has been a queen since episode one, is noted, but still, it was your fault for not recognizing the queen's queen in the first 3 years. Now, let's continue. This Naomi Heffa is trash. I cannot with her. Listeners, I will share with you before we started recording, what Lindsay Amanda said, I said the exact same thing. Y'all have heard me rant about being annoyed with Ethan and Charles's portrayal. I missed Naomi's introduction. The universe is blessing me, see, because sometimes when Lindsay and I get ready to record shows, we usually have 3 or 4 weeks of show to watch. And at a certain point, you can kind of tell when there's a shift in story, and Lindsay is usually ahead of me. So I ask her, hey, does this storyline get resolved here? She's like, no, it gets resolved here. So I will jump a few episodes and then get the resolution I'm looking for before we record. And I miss some stuff. Fortunately, that means I miss most of Naomi's introduction, and I miss most of Naomi's second run. But I did have to suffer through the first episode where she's having lunch with Ethan and getting into it with Charles and, you know, threatening Manpreet like she's her evil serial killer sister. And I just messaged Lindsay afterwards like, I hate this Naomi chick. She is reminding me of Chelsea, like the recast Chelsea, her start on EastEnders, where it was just straight up annoying. And I don't like her. Mm-hmm. So, don't want to see her storyline, don't want her on the show. She could be gone and never back, and I'm fine with it. You know, and it makes me sad to be a black man seeing all these black characters who are total trash. Like, Ethan and that whole thing between him and Billy, I'm still not over it. Charles, like, co-signing his son supporting a white supremacist because, I mean, his job is on the line. And now this entitled sister girl who on her initial episodes is just threatening her dad's ex because it's cute. Like, none of these people are likable. They can all go tomorrow. Like, I still miss Ruby. Right? Like,
oh, yeah.
She was perfect. She was perfect. You know, I even miss Dom and his little girl daughter that got killed. They were good, right? We had some good versions of black people. And you know, I would even give it up. I liked, you know, she got on my nerves a little bit, but I liked the sister who played Marlon's, I can't remember if they got married. I think they did get married at the end. You know, I only saw her for a little bit. So Billy's mama and what's his name's mama? She was cool. These black folks though, no, I can't. They gotta go. They're trash. They're annoying. And we got enough people on Emmerdale's campus that's annoying. We don't need these people. And because of a spoiler I have heard about this connection of Naomi to Nicola, hopefully we will see the end of this sister before long. I mean, we got Susie right now, we good.
Yeah.
We good. What? No, I can't make nice. It's cool. And she was grown, and she owned up to what she did, so I give her left pass.
I give her credit. I give her credit and
Yes.
everything. So yeah, I get it.
Did you have any other what the hells, mama?
I hate the fact that they're still trying to put Al and Jazz together, and I had this slight little bit of hope when Belle found out about it. Just a slight one, because I know that stuff is still gonna sail, and they're still gonna try to make a way to keep it going based solely on the last episode. Last Friday's episode, where she's all smiley and happy because he's going all philosophical on her because, you know, her mom is, you know, near death now. But it's just like, I'm over it. I want Al to get hit by a car or a tractor or, you know, a scythe. That would be nice. Just a scythe in general, you know, battle royale style. I don't care. I just want Al gone and to leave Chaz alone because, you know, it's ruining everything that, you know, her Patty worked up for. And I don't want him to figure out that they've been sleeping together for months. I'm over it.
Well, you know that conversation is coming. And I will say this for Belle busting them. I'm glad that we finally had a character who knew give Chaz the hell she deserved for this stupid decision. Mm-hmm. I really hoped that it was going to be Kane on that fabulous wedding day for Marlon
when he walked into the tablet.
Where all of a sudden Kane cannot see a woman clearly standing barely behind the door. You know, I thought that would have been fire. Like, that would have been the perfect way to just set off so much in that episode.
Oh yeah, but there would have been good story there too, like prolonged yeah. story if Kane found out that Chaz
yes.
was sleeping with Al.
But I'm not mad at Belle doing Revelation because she kept it real and she told, you know, Chaz what she needed to hear, and for now, that has Chaz and her splitting, you know, it has Chaz splitting with Al. You know, I think there's going to probably be a
for the moment.
And there's going to be a slip up, and it's going to come out, but, you know, some of those words that Belle said to Chaz, she needed to hear, because this whole Al thing, yeah, totally stupid, totally ridiculous, as is Chaz, you know, knowing she is cheating on Patty, being hateful to Patty and tripping on him because he's being nice as she deals with the grief, you know, dealing with the eventual death of her mom. Like, Patty is just trying to walk around on eggshells around Chaz, you know, say the right thing, not make her feel bad. And she's just snapping at him and being hateful. And I'm just watching thinking, okay, so you're mad at Patty for trying to be positive as you are dealing with grief. What do you want him to say? Okay, so what? Your mom's dying. Get over it? Would that make you feel better? Chaz, would you not feel the need to go jump in Al's bed if Patty was just a prick over your mother dying? Okay, yeah, mother's died. So what? Like,
yeah,
is that what
I'm
was looking
like
for?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
You it know. Really was.
I feel like she knows she's cheating. She sees the sweet man who has always been sweet, like, trying to have her back, and all she's got is venom for him? No. Trash. I couldn't with it. So, when it comes out, and when Patty is mad about it, I
will not be mad.
Yeah, sorry. You know, maybe
it's like
then we can
Chaz.
Get...
She's one of my favorite characters on the show. Between her and Charity,
this
favorite female
decision,
characters
huh?
on the show,
yeah,
I,
this is a
I you know...
Maybe, you know, I will finally get my Patty and Mandy love story, because I've been
wanting
that.
I would not be against that either.
Yes, I think that would be fantastic. But yeah, Chaz has been trash with this, and I appreciated Belle giving her the words that she gave her, because they needed to be given, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100.
So since I have kind of already slipped into it, I only have two more what the hells left because I started the show with one and I've been jumping in with mine as you've been
Yep.
talking. But I'm also not feeling whatever is going on with Liv's mom. Like, I have ranted about her on past episodes. This whole messing with her child to get money, it's just played and it's tired and it's boring and it's uninteresting. And I'm not here for it. You know, this whole thing where you're the mother of a child that you know has had a hard time, and the only thing you're focused on is money, like it's trash. And her, like, her mom literally had on her phone 5 or 10 things, 5 or 10 of the worst things to say to an asexual. And she's using Liv's asexuality to make her doubt herself and the fidelity of her husband. Like, I don't understand the three-dimensional game of chess that she thinks that is gonna end up with that resulting in a payday for her, but it's trash. And like, what kind of mother treats her child like that? I hate that so much. So
Oh, I haven't liked Liv's mom since she first came on back in the day. I thought she was rude. I thought she was stupid. I thought that, just bringing her on just to steal money from tip jars and manipulate her child using Gabby as well was just flat out stupid. I just don't care for her. I don't like the way she's treating everybody. Don't get me wrong, I love the fact that Mandy is doing all the stuff that she needs to do to get her out of life, recording everything. But I don't like her at all. I don't think she's a cool character. I think she needs to go away, go to jail, spend some time with her boyfriend who's trying to steal Aaron's properties, and get lost. So
and I totally agree. And I will say for my final what the hell, which I will also shift into my first scene of the week. So I was mad at Marlon for not telling his future wifey that he was hospitalized. Like, he'd have a nice little get together with his bros to celebrate his impending nuptials, and then while he was
impending
in.
you.
And then while he was with Patty, he, you know, falls out like Faith doing her death drop. And so, obviously, Patty, who was being the sane person in the room, is like, "Bro, we got to get you at the doctor and make sure you're good." And Marlon wants to tell nobody. Like, this is the day before the wedding. Like, what if, you know, things had gone poorly, right? I was just mad at him, like, dude, you gotta keep your future wife in the loop, right? Like, I get it, because he didn't, and the news kind of leaked out in a funny fashion. Like, it was a game of telephone. One person knew, another person knew, another person knew, so that by the time the wedding took place, like, pretty much everybody but Rona knew what was up.
It's like right before Jazz was about to say something, he just
Yep.
burst into that wheelchair. Yep.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. I thought that was cute. That was a nice cool moment. But at the time, I was like, Marlon, just tell your girl you got high blood pressure. Let's see if you cannot be lowering your blood pressure. But it ended up being cute, you know. And also, I thought everything leading up to the wedding was cute. You know, I like, you know, seeing Marlon's progress, you know, over these past few weeks as we see his slow recovery as he's recovering from the stroke. I think that's fantastic. I loved him being able to walk down the aisle like he wanted, and I even thought it was cute how they had chairs at the altar so that they could sit down and express their love. I thought that that was great. I like also how the wedding has, you know, put Priya back in the spotlight because now that it's come out that, you know, Layla is, you know, accepting her addiction and is going to rehab, you know, Priya has come in and basically saved the day because of all of Layla's foolishness. And I thought it was fantastic that she was able to do that. And, you know, the little bond that her and, you know, her
Marlon
and
has.
Marlon made where he was going to walk she was gonna wear her backless dress. Like, I love how that all got set up and played out. So I thought that was fantastic. And we got to see some good stuff, you know, Kane and the bros doing their little bro thing with Marlon was great. There was a sweet little moment with April and with Rona where Rona's like, listen, I'm not your real mom, but I promise you I will be as close to a mom for you as I can be. And it was loving and embracing, and Rona's mom is there being a gangster, and then at the little girls, the night before, you know, they're doing a little bachelorette party, she just walks in there and like, you know, this is going to be a great night, and there will be no elephants in the room because I'm going to keep my trunk to myself. I said, yes, girl. Just mention it, get it out of the way, and move on. And April's like, why don't you talk about an elephant? And they're like, this grown folks' business, mind your business, girl.
Let's just leave it be.
It was cute. That was, I mean, just perfectly excellent pairing. I'm loving it. It was fantastic. So fantastic. I gave this a little bit of love. I guess I would just say again, you know, I have in the scene of the week, bell warning Al off. Listen, any situation that ensures that there is significant distance between Al and Chaz, I'm here for it. Don't want those two together. I think they are terrible together. It's a horrible mistake. And so I was glad that Belle opened up her mouth and said some things that made Chaz take a step back. And I needed to stay stepped back because the pairing is just garbage. I can't with it. And last scene of the week for me, I'm giving this love to Dan and Amelia. You know, Dan, right, had a reaction that of course Dan was going to have because he's one of the sweetest guys on the show. He also had the reaction I felt like Samson should have had after finding out that Amelia was pregnant. What did he tell his daughter? I'm here for you. You're my daughter. You did nothing wrong. I'm going to support you no matter what. Perfection. That's exactly yep. how it should have been.
He's like, I'm not your mom, but I'll be there for you the best beautiful. I can throughout.
And then what else do you have? You have both Carrie and her daughter, both who had kids when they were young, there to have Amelia's back. Beautiful, beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful use of cast, beautiful scenes, much love and support to Amelia's decision to have the baby. And they acknowledged something, you know, significant. Now, Amelia in the storyline made the decision to have her baby, so love to her. If she had gone through with the abortion, love to her as well. But they explained it, because, you know, Dave decides to make Samson insane. He's just like, just get rid of it. She's like, boy, it's past the point of no return. We had 25 weeks. Ain't no 24. You and his personality transplant. You a week late, son. I appreciated that explanation because it was good. And we're just keeping it real. Medically, no. And I don't want to anyway. I'm having this baby. Deal. What? Loved it.
Yep.
Loved it. All right, that is all from my scenes of the week, Mama. What other stuff did Emmerdale do that you liked in these past couple weeks?
Where Faith had her party.
Yes.
I loved that party. I loved the fact that, you know, Kane swore up and down he wasn't going to go up and sing, and he and Nate went up and sang, I'm not sexy together, or I'm too sexy together, and...
I'm mad at them for not taking off their shirts and showing it.
but it's just like, if you're too sexy for your shirt, why don't you take it off? But it's just like, you're watching everybody having all this fun and everything, and then you see more hospital scenes when you realize that she ain't going to be on till Christmas. She's going to be dying a lot sooner than that. And that kind of makes me sad. But at the same time, it's like, you know it's coming. And she knows it's coming. And Chaz knows it's coming. And now she realizes that it's going to be a lot sooner than what she wants. And it's, you know, they're, and you know, Eric's a bad... a really great human being and rents out an old vintage car for her and lets her drive it around while she's still technically legal. And that was a beautiful end scene for the week, for that week. And it was just, I love Faith, and I'm going to be really sad when she's gone. Because it's just like, you got her going and talking to Zach about, hey, I know that, you know, this is going to be hard on you. It's been hard on you before, but please at least come and pretend at my party that, you know, you're having fun. Don't sit here and be a sorry person staring at pictures of Lisa, which is understandable because, you know, same sort of thing happened with her. But it's just like,
it was fantastic. It was a fantastic use of history. Like, was it Belle that talked to him and was trying to convince him to go?
Yeah, Belle talked to him first, and then she had to leave her party herself and haul him there. Which
she was making the rounds because she supported Zach. She, you know, expressed love to Pollard, you know, and her and Bear had some nice moments, you know. And I think it was a Kane's son. It was like, it's like the old geezers club for
that for, was a beautiful scene too, where you just had the three old men who have had feelings with her for her at one time or other, just sit there and having a fun conversation about her as if, great, you know. It was well done, and then Nate just pops in and says, hey, and throws his two cents in, and they have their little clink. Yeah, I mean, like, that entire thing all around was just well done, and I enjoyed it, and I thought it was, you know, I thought it was well done.
I totally agree, baby. Yeah, it was a fabulous episode, and, you know, I've said this before about the actress playing Faith. She's been fantastic. I did not like her, admittedly, at the start. But, you know, in recent months, she's just been shining. And the way she's been portraying this, you know, as she's come to terms with her death her children are going to deal with the death, it has been excellent. The fall was ridiculous. Let's just keep it real. I sent you the gift from the group Paul's Drag Race of somebody doing a death drop because it was ridiculous. But the camera work before the fall was great. How they are showing her in the hospital, kind of, you know, dealing with things is great. And then her, you know, listening to Chaz, who feels like she's giving up, and them trying to work things out, fantastic. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a tough thing to deal with when she passes, because you know what's coming after that, baby. The passing is coming, and then at some point, Patty is going to find out the truth about Chaz, and then that's going to be a big blow-up. So, Emmerdale is setting up some good stuff. And, you know, I've just been watching thinking, like, as quality as these Emmerdale stories are right now, if they keep this up over the next year, I see another British award in their future. Because this is great. Yeah. It's great. It's
just fantastic. It's great. Between this and EastEnders, I'm actually feeling like I can marathon a few episodes a day rather than, you know, watching one episode a day, getting bored and stopping. Or falling asleep. I've actually fallen asleep before during these shows.
So. You're not falling asleep because these shows are boring. You're falling asleep because you're one of the hardest working women on the planet. That's what's really going on. So, but I feel you. But yeah, Emmerdale's been great, and it's been a great watch. And I'm here for it, and I need it to continue. You know.
But yeah, and my last one is basically, while I hate the whole flip-flop between the Noah and the Samson feelings, I absolutely love that. I was kind of just for the I hope they just stay friends thing, but with how close they are now, I kind of like the relationship that's starting between them a bit, especially since Noah's like, I'll go to your scan with you. Noah goes to a scan with her and everything. It's like, it's been a while since we've seen so much hospital in Emmerdale in a 2-3 month period. So I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, there's so much hospital stuff happening now. But I mean, like, just seeing him at the scan, seeing him, you know, watching her, like, hey, here's the baby. And she sees the baby and she's excited and he's there for her. And you have, you know, him taking her dress shopping. You know, he's doing all this stuff for her that he sure as heck wouldn't have done 6 months ago, back when she got pregnant. So I'm kind of liking it, but you know, at the same time, like you said earlier, earlier in the podcast, I'm kind of hoping for a tangle, but I'm not seeing it happening. So I kind of hope.
One of us didn't see that Samson was the baby. I had already called was Samson's personality transplant, which I'm going to need to shiftly switch to love, the same way Layla's foolishness has switched to acceptance, the way that Jacob eventually stopped acting ridiculous and went back to his old personality, if you're doing a romantic love story, the way to make it like something where it's like more tugging at your heartstrings is when there are two viable love interests. If one love interest is a punk and the other is Romeo, you're just gonna want the girl with Romeo, so that's not interesting. But if you have two sweet guys who, you know, have love in their hearts, right? That's where there's that push and pull, and where you can think, oh my God, I want to see how that goes. Now, interesting development. Kathy likes Samson. Now, I want a love story for Kathy. Mm-hmm. I do not mind if she's with Samson, but not this version of Samson. I want the Samson we have grown and loved, right? Not this foolishness that popped up two episodes ago that the show wants us to think is real Samson. Like, I need this body snatchers version of Samson gone. We need real Samson back so we have a real story, because otherwise it's some foolishness. I will never accept that Gilly raped Jackie on Hollyoaks. Nope. I will never accept that Samson ever would think or say any of the foolishness that has been coming out of his mouth, unless he found some of Layla's drugs and he'd been high these whole couple episodes. That's the only explanation. He's high or a clone. That's all I'm willing to accept. And with that, I will say that I'm at Brother Soap.
And I'm at Lindsay Amanda.
Thank you all so much for listening. And until next time, get vaxxed, wear a mask, don't let corona, monkey, polio, tomato flu pox destroy your lives. This is the never-ending pandemic story, and I am over it. Y'all take care. Do not succumb. Bye, y'all.
Bye.